strength and body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Hello, everybody, again, and we're glad to be here. Steve Starrs and Etheric Dave joining you on light speed on RBN today again. And it's blowing out here where I am, Dave, and I don't know what's going to come down the street first. Either the trash men are going to get my trash, or the wind is going to carry him down the road. I have this kind of a hedge around a corner a little bit on the side of our lot, and it acts as a trash filter or a trash fence, if you like it. So I'm waiting to see. Well, I hear the dog barking out there. I guess maybe the trash man might make it. So I'm if I get knocked off the air here, it's only an 80 or 90 mile an hour gust that, shouldn't really take the house away. But friends, I hope to be here for the whole broadcast. And how are you doing today, Dave? You've got some time to actually talk to us, right?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, only an 80 or 90 mile an hour wind, no big deal there. Yeah, I know how the wind can get out there out west, having lived out there. Yep. Sometimes you can get some pretty intense, sustained winds out there. So, kind of makes you lament not having some wind turbines up to capture some of that energy that's blowing by now, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. They've got them out by us. I mean, there's a very big, what is it called? Vespas? Or I can't remember the name of the company, but there's a very large wind turbine manufacturing company out here. Hang on just a second, Dave. I've got the dog barking. Let me see what's going on out there. It could be either, a tornado or the trash man, one or the other, or both. Who knows? Maybe the trash truck is being carried away by the storm. Let's see here. I'll be right back, buddy.
That would be kind of interesting, seeing the trash truck blowing down the street. It's kind of interesting, having our critters, because they actually pay attention to all sorts of things. And they're not always barking about anything that really matters, but the things that do matter, it certainly gets their attention, so it's definitely good to have them around. I know the cats are especially adept at hearing and reacting to things. And they aren't all that loud at responding about that, and they're not all that reliable about alerting their owners, though, unfortunately. But at least if you watch their behavior, you're going to see them hearing and sensing stuff a long time before it happens. So that's a good thing. I like critters. I always have.
Yeah, we can learn a lot from them, that's for sure. And, they are alert to a lot of things. And, of course, there's all kinds of things that we could be using. I remember, I think it was Popular Mechanics or one of those magazines I read years ago that says if you turn your television set to channel 2, and since it probably wouldn't work anymore, this was the old analog NTSC, but, if there was a tornado around, it would set off a resonant frequency that would make your screen go white. And, I didn't know whether that was true or not, but I thought it would be an interesting thing to test. Maybe you could even create like a tornado alert system for your house that way. you know, using that frequency to tune in and tune out. Because a lot of times these people out in the rural areas aren't close to sirens or anything, and if these things hit in the middle of the night, it's pretty dangerous, of course. So, I don't know, just an idea. One of those things I thought about doing back many
years
ago. I'm kind
of curious to see if that actually works, although I'm not in a big hurry to go stick myself in a path of a tornado to find out. Not like we have many of those analog sets left now that it's illegal to broadcast analog television signals. They're kind of, you know, a moot point these days. You know, even in the rural areas, though, you have the, if you got battery power, you've got battery operated scanners and NOAA weather radio and all that stuff. You know, you can keep up to date on that stuff. You'd have to be way hundreds of miles out in the middle of nowhere in order to be caught flat-footed on there if you were not prepared. And I don't think there's anywhere you can get a few hundred miles away from anybody anymore, unfortunately. I am kind of looking for a new frontier to flee to, but there doesn't seem to be one.
Yeah, a new frontier is where we all want to go, actually, you know, and, you know, I mean, hopefully, we can turn things around here in the country, and if we can't, friends, I don't know what to tell you, you know, I mean, I've been working at this for a long time. I've been talking about the Federal Reserve. I remember reading books back in the late 70s, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, None Dare Call It Treason by Gary Allen, and of course, you know, Anthony Sutton had books out in those days, and a lot of other people, Eustace Mullins. And so we've been looking at the progression of this thing, even, you know, should have known, of course, since the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 and the World Wars and all these things, all this was going on. But it's really getting out of control, and I think people are reacting to it, and that's what's behind the masses of numbers who are supporting Trump, because they believe that he's not an insider and that he's going to fix the economy and get things back, or at least get our country back in our hands, instead of this international globalist cartel that are just running things into the ground all over the world. And the Wisconsin race will be tonight. I'm going to be interested to see as to how that turns out. You know, there are some people who are saying that Trump has pulled ahead in the polls. And, of course, all week long, the media has been saying that Mr. Cruz is going to win this race. But we'll see how that turns out.
Of course. That's who they want to win. Because when he gets in there, Hillary's lawyers can have him disqualified, and then she's the only name on the ballot. No contest there.
Yeah, it sounds to me almost like the establishment Republicans are working very hard to get Hillary elected. I mean, they're doing everything they can to get her elected, and they're telling us that, you know, we don't have any business running the Republican Party. No one else matters except for us, and they're in trouble. After tomorrow, I may give a call to some of my local congressmen and senators and say, now you know the problem here is that if people desert the party, a lot of Republicans in office are going to go down too. So you guys are headed down as well. You might as well recognize that. I mean, you can't expect people to continue to want to fund this, support this, go to conventions when you keep usurping their authority and their say, and they have not listened at all to the people. They keep telling us, well, we've got to take down Obamacare and fix that. Yeah, let's see, wasn't that in 2012? Even 2010 they were talking about that. Then there was this whole talk about we got to stop spending. We've heard about that. All these other talks and complaints about, you know, the QE easing and the banks being out of control, too big to fail, and trying to help the middle class. Help the middle class. And we don't want to let Hillary get in there. We don't want to let Hillary get in there. Okay, let's do everything we can to see if we make sure that Hillary gets in. You know, I mean, that's what they're doing to us. And everybody's just absolutely disgusted with it. I said that, you know, I mean, Trump doesn't seem to have any dirt on him. In Washington, D.C., there's so many people who have sold out to some treasonous treaty or bartering measure that's gone on that virtually if he were to issue arrest warrants for Congress out of 535 senators and congressmen, he'd probably pull in about 503. And
probably.
And I think the people would cheer. You know, the Congress.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There would be celebrations in the street and jubilations over that. They finally got what was coming to them. And of course, you know, that's not going to happen because the people that are in charge of going after those guys and arresting them are controlled by those guys that they need to be arrested. So I'm not really sure, you know, just exactly how well that's going to work or not. You know, I think we're all absolutely sick of that. There seems to be two sets of rules, you know, one for us slaves and another for the elite ruling class. And that's one of the interesting things that this Panama Papers thing is bringing right out in front of everybody, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is one law firm out of many, 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 with 11,500,000 documents about all this stuff. I mean, the statistics on it are rather large. It's a large data dump. You know, they say the largest in history. This data has been out for about a year, and they've been analyzing all of this stuff. And it shows just how much all of the, you know, power broker elite, you know, money junkie people are hiding all of their money away from taxes and not paying their fair share. And the thing about it is, most of what they're doing isn't illegal. It's unethical as all hell, but it's not illegal. And that's the real story here.
Yes, it is. And we were asking questions about that yesterday, and now we're looking at some of the people behind all this. And it's interesting that, you know, there are no big magnates, as far as I know. Maybe people can enlighten me, from the United States or Israel and various other locations. And so we're asking some questions. And you know, apparently a lot of the money that was moved out of Russia under Putin's aides and advisors was money that was being targeted by the sanctions. Okay. Now, of course, I don't know how a lot of people feel about this, but since Putin is a Russian and Obama is our president, that makes him a bad guy. I don't think so. I think Obama is tinkering with a very dangerous fulminating issue over there, which could explode by antagonizing Russia at this point and trying to play games with George Soros. And the reality is, if they moved money out of that location to secure it away from any kind of sanctions, I'm all for it, in my opinion. I think they have every right to resist the sanctions that are artificially imposed on a market, you know, basically on their marketing of Russia, rather than anything that I think Russia has done that's aggressive. Crimea has always been under Russian control and authority. Friends, remember the charge of the Light Brigade? That was about the Crimean War, where somebody blundered into the Valley of Death, rode the 600. You know, I mean, this is the kind of thing that's gone on for a long, long time. Crimea is always, it was originally with the breakup of the Soviet bloc. That was still part of the deal. So, I mean, trying to pressure and antagonize Russia is a stupid thing to do. And of course, obviously, this guy Carter Page, who Trump picked to handle some of his foreign affairs with Russia, was working with Gazprom and people like that, Dave. And he's one of those people who's saying that, yes, you know, there's been a real problem with this antagonistic reignition of the Cold War ideology that's been going on here. And this is not good. It's not helping us productively. And right now, I think the only person that Vladimir Putin is going to trust in the United States of America is Donald Trump. And he certainly hates, he does not like Obama, who I think is completely incompetent.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. Speaking of Obama, since you brought him up, he actually had an address today, and he was talking about the, quote, war on tax inversion.
Yeah.
Tax inversion, you ask what that is. Is that like the reverse mortgage where the government pays us? No, 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 no. That's where a big corporation buys a smaller corporation that is on foreign soil somewhere and shifts their corporate offices offshore so they can avoid paying taxes. And they're going to try to close loopholes and things like that. And, you know, I think we're in bizarro world, Steve, because I actually agreed with most of what he was saying this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's basically trying to steal some thunder from what Trump has been talking about, and people are recognizing. I think it was Pfizer that got a $35 billion tax break when they moved offshore underneath, you know, they were essentially subsidized by Monsanto to some extent, as I understand. Now, I may be wrong about that. If you have the accurate figures, you can correct me. But from what I understand, Monsanto has a big ownership right now of Pfizer, and they moved overseas in order to avoid $35 billion in taxes, something like that. So, I mean, these are just companies. We hear about the little ones, of course, but there's some very big ones, too. Well, tax inversion, you know, I think that basically also does come down to some extent, you know, political persuasion. You know, in other words, they can always use that law to go after anybody they don't like, which is historic and classic and traditional and now a crime, I believe, with the IRS. They're doing that all the time. And as much as I like to believe that Obama has a benefit for any one of us, I think he'll just basically use it as a target, a political target advantage, to go after anybody he doesn't like. What do you think?
Of course they will. They've been doing that for a while. They've weaponized the IRS against everybody that stands against the establishment or everybody else that's in there. So, yeah, no, I don't think they're going to do anything useful on that. It's all political grandstanding. Oh, we need to do something about this, you know, because all these people need to pay their fair share. And we can all agree with that. But those are all the people that have bought and paid for all these politicians. Do you really think that they're going to come back and bite the hand that feeds them? Really? If you believe that, I have some beachfront property on the sun to sell you.
Yep, and I was just looking, I just did a quick search for Pfizer tax inversion, and there's a story there, of course, and I will look at that and maybe see if that fits the category of what we're talking about. But, you know, the whole idea that paying taxes, friends, is your moral duty and something that you should, there's cleanliness next to godliness and taxes next to cleanliness, right? You know, I mean, it's absurd. When you consider that billionaires and corporations pay virtually no tax at all in a lot of these cases, Wall Street doesn't pay any tax. I mean, they make all kinds of billion-dollar sales every day, and there's nothing paid there. Go to your Starbucks and order your $8 a cup coffee and look at the tax that's on there. You know what I mean? Are you going to get out of that? Heck no. So that's the kind of things that are happening with the tax situation. But we can look at a lot of these things and find out what's going on. And, well, it's all talk, but it ends up being all politics the way it works out, especially with the Obama administration, which has just been horrific. I've never seen anything like it. You have to almost pinch yourself to think this is real in the United States of America. But apparently the people are so dumbed down today, Dave, they don't even see it. They don't even recognize what's going on. And we're here in this media, of course, the independent, if you like, on this network, telling people about what's really going on. You folks are good listeners. I appreciate you. You guys know, and I do appreciate all the great work that you're doing. And so, you know, we'll continue as long as we can here, and good things are coming, I suppose, and hope, and I will wish for. But in the meantime, where are we going to go to? You know, where else?
Crazy.
Crazy land. Hey, this is a story that I saw up here that I thought would be very interesting that you would like. Michael Schneider, of course, The End of the American Dream. The exodus of people moving away from California is becoming an avalanche. Over the past 10 years, approximately 5 million people have moved away from the state of California. As you will see in this article, this mass exodus appears to be accelerating. So anyway, I won't go through the whole thing, but Dave, you've
been there, done that.
You've been there, and that's why I brought it up, because you have been there and done that. Can you understand why people are leaving?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all know.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, it's kind of like, I think it's like the question that they asked Willie Sutton, you know, many years ago, the famous bank robber. Willie, why do you rob banks? And he says, because that's where the money is, you know. And why are people leaving California? It sucks.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so that, you know, it doesn't take a lot to figure out, friends. And there's a lot of problems there. Of course, taxes have gotten very high. There are so many people who have come there, and there's so many different ethnics forming little circles and places in the real estate. And, you know, it's getting harder and harder for a lot of people to really see the California dream, which has become a nightmare. California dreaming has become a nightmare. And a lot of folks are leaving. This article, of course, by Michael Schneider on economic collapse has a lot to say about that. And so, Dave, you've been there. And, I thought you would want to elaborate, but you can just leave it at that if you like, with two words.
It sucks. No, there's too many people there. There's too much violence. There's too much noise. You know, when you lived in the middle of the conglomeration of, you know, city after city after city, there just was nowhere to go, you know, to get any peace and quiet. You know, you couldn't see the sky through the light pollution. And most of the time, you know, you couldn't see to the end of the block because of the bad air. Every once in a while, though, you get a good offshore flow that blows all that pollution out to sea, and it really is beautiful. I was there for 6 months before I really saw just how pretty it could be, and I'm like, wow, okay. You know, if it used to look like this a long, long time ago, I could see why people would want to come here. But since you only get to see that for a week's worth of days out of the year, it's really not, you know, all that, you know, worthwhile. I stayed in a place called Crestline overlooking San Bernardino, which we had a 78-mile commute to the office. And, boy, oh, boy, was it beautiful in Crestline. But, you know, we spent all of our days, you know, commuting to and from work. There wasn't any time to spend actually enjoying where we were at. It was pointless. You know, so, yeah, I'm glad to be out of there. Now, been there, done that, don't need to go back. I saw Hollywood. It was really weird, and I never, ever intend to go back.
Yeah, I went back to shoot some video there not too long ago and shot a lot of footage on Hollywood Boulevard, you know, with the nice palm trees at the beginning of the boulevard. As you go further and further down, it really becomes a crazy place. You know what I mean? All kinds of weird people and guys sleeping with their heads on concrete parking blocks and stuff like that. I mean, it just really, within six or seven blocks, you know, you go from the beautiful Hollywood Boulevard to the real old Hollywood Boulevard, friends.
Yep, a carpet of homeless people. Anyway, we'll catch you guys after the break.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
If you're a talk radio fan, AccessRadio.net lets you listen to the best talk shows anytime and from anywhere. Works on your mobile or landline phone, and there's no cost if you have unlimited minutes. No need to use your data. Find your favorite talk show listen lines and discover new ones. Now you can listen on your schedule. Go to AccessRadio.net. That's AccessRadio.net. Save your favorite listen lines today.
Welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed, Monday through Friday here on RBN. Glad to have all of you along. And Theric Dave is with us today. And I'm Steve Starrs. And Dave, I got the trash can in time, you know. They just barely made it, I guess. But just as soon as I walked outside of the door, the empty can, the bin went tumbling. And so, man, we're still getting a lot of wind out there. But, you know, this is typical of things out here this time of year, so you just get used to it, I guess. Anyhow, great story that I'm looking at. Also talking about cash, you know, not just the wind withdrawals, but the cash withdrawals, you know. The lockdown has begun. J.P. Morgan restricts ATM cash withdrawals, and this is from Mac Slavo at shtfplan.com, April 5th. And it appears that the lockdown on cash has begun. We've been talking about this for a long time, friends. And they're trying to get rid of cash, of course, the $100 bill. Larry Summers, good old Larry from Glass-Steagall and the days of Clinton, you know, the guy who engineered a lot of this disaster that was just waiting as the dominoes began to fall. There was, you know, this whole thing beginning to happen at that time. And, you know, now he's one of the people who wants to get rid of the $100 bill. Good old Ben Franklin. You know, Ben Franklin? Ben Franklin, the only president of the United States who was never president of the United States. Anyhow, from Fireside Theater a few years back. But anyhow, they're getting ready to close down the ability to get a lot of cash. They're going to start with just limiting amounts here. It says last month, All News Pipeline warned that major banks were preparing to tighten screws on American account holders starting April 1st. April 1st, of course, right? It appears that the lockdown on cash has begun, citing criminal activity as a factor. J.P. Morgan is limiting cash withdrawals at ATM machines. The bank said there doesn't appear to be fraud involved, but partly due to heightened regulatory scrutiny, banks are paying more attention to large cash transfers that could be a sign of money laundering or other types of shady activity. Talks about that, you know, I mean, here we are back to the idea that they're telling us it's for our own security, right? You know, just like with the Obama tax inversion stuff. Anyway, back to the story. Typically, the card issuing bank sets withdrawal limits and the bank owning the ATM. The move by the largest bank in the U.S. doesn't affect J.P. Morgan Chase's own customers who, you know, whose maximum daily withdrawals are set depending upon the client's account type. The bank has seen high dollar withdrawals at both new and old ATMs, the bank spokesman Patricia Wexler said. J.P. Morgan's change last month affects roughly 18,000 automated teller machines nationwide, followed by the interim step earlier this year, limiting non-customer cash removal to $1,000 per transaction. That's still pretty high, $1,000, but back to the story. The earlier move was made as a temporary fix while the bank could make software changes to roll out more stringent daily limits. So, in other words, you know, and that's not a real big deal, but what you're starting to see, of course, is they want to get rid of cash. That's the issue, of course. The without cash, you have to use a system like your plastic card, and you have to be tracked and notified and informed, and everything's got to be there in order, you know, for you to be able to buy or sell. Okay, I mean it's been that way for quite some time with very, very large amounts. I mean, you can't really go in and buy a house with 10,000 jars of 10,000 pennies or something like that. You've had to use checks and various forms of other means, of course, of using transactions with very large amounts that usually take a lot of time to clear and go through and be stamped and approved and stuff like that. But now they want to get rid of your $100 bill. They want to get rid of your $10 bill. They want you to use plastic so that we want to make sure nobody does anything illegal with your bank card. You know, as if all of this bank fraud that's going on with bank cards and things like that doesn't exist. But anyhow, point simply is, you know, that's another one of these things that they want to do. They're going to be working on that for quite some time, and they will continue this, friends. Now, question is, where is it going? Probably you know. It's not going in a good place. It's going into ultimate slavery. Now, whether you believe in the mark of the beast, you know, 666, you got to have a mark to buy or sell, or whether you just believe in the idea that we should have freedom to make transactions without the government always involved, it's not good news to get rid of cash. It's that simple. We're looking at a very serious problem. We're looking at something that's going to be a lockdown on all commerce, and that's why I believe they want to do it, and they're making all kinds of excuses to pretend like we're supposed to want to get along with all this. Okay, so we got a break coming up, and we will get back with some more things, maybe take a call or two. Lightspeed will continue, friends, right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again, with Angioprim.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, welcome back. To Lightspeed, Steve Starr is in the third game joining you on RBN. And, you know, right before the break, I was talking about this, the new ATM, withdrawals, limitations that JP Morgan and a few other people are placing on, you know, these, uses of ATMs for cash, again, fighting the cash system. And Dave, you were telling me a story kind of during the break about what you ran into. What was the situation again?
Oh, this is a long time ago. This is almost 20 years ago. And, you know, you come to find out, you know, when you actually need a fairly large amount of cash, that there has been a limit on how much you can withdraw off your ATM card all along. This is nothing new.
Right.
I had just gotten the first cable modem in the area. We were in a beta test area, and I got all this broadband going on. You know, going from dial-up to, you know, 10 megabit a second downloads, I was like, oh, man, this is awesome. Yeah. And I quickly realized, well, I got a problem. My hard drive just got, you know, full up. You know, so I said, okay, I'm going to go to the computer store, you know, that we do all our business with, that happens to be cash or, you know, that kind of stuff, and get a CD writer and a bunch of discs. So I could start archiving all the stuff that I'm downloading, because I'm actually spending more time, you know, actually finding the downloads and actually getting them on my computer. And it was going to be about $800, you know, with the blanks and everything else. And I'm, okay, no big deal. You know, go into the bank and slide my card to the ATM and tried to withdraw $800. It wouldn't let me. I could get, you know, $500, and then I was done for the day. Well, I was at the bank, so no big deal. Go up to the counter and tell the teller, hey, I need another $300 because I'm going to go buy this stuff. And rather than, you know, going through, you know, the teller thing, she said, here, let me see the card for a second. You know, puts it in this little thing, goes clickety, 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 hands it back to me, and has removed the limit on my card. Stick it back in the ATM machine and give me all the money that I wanted to. In fact, you know, a couple of times I withdrew a couple $1,000s out of that thing months later. I never gave them the card back to reimpose the limit on the card. So, you know, I was like, hell yeah, I've got an ATM card that's unlimited. I'm badass. You know, thankfully it never got stolen, you know, because that kind of would have been a bad thing. You know, there are, you know, certain advantages of having, you know, limits, you know, to protect your own account. But I think we should be the ones to decide what that is, whether it's $50, whether it's $500, whether it's $5,000. That should be up to us and not imposed upon us with the overlord. So, again, this ATM limit thing, it's nothing new, but they're going to start really cracking down on that. I mean, they really hate cash. Oh, cash is bad. Cash is bad. You know, oh, it's all criminals and all that stuff. And, okay, you know, that's really going to be inconvenient for people at the flea markets and the swap meets and vending machines and everything else. You have to go to a credit application to be able to buy a soda out of a vending machine now. I mean, the whole thing is getting just absolutely ridiculous. And people can't, you know, trade amongst themselves without having to go through a bank. It's a track and trace. We need to know what you plebes are doing, and we're going to take our cut of everything. We will find another way. I mean, we'll start bartering toilet paper if we have to, you know, because this stuff is going to go down, down, down. You know, the wheels are getting wobblier and wobblier and about to fall off this wagon any time now. And we've been telling people for a long time, get ready. It's coming. It's coming. And it's getting even closer. And now that the revelations of the Panama Papers are out, and then people can really see right out there in their face just how unequal this whole system is. If you've got billions and trillions of dollars, you live by a whole different set of rules and you don't pay anything, and all the rest of us slaves are supposed to work basically for them. I mean, this is fascism right in your face. There is no more illusion anymore. And that's the one nice thing about what the internet's done for us. This information age has really fundamentally changed society, and they can't put the bottle, or they can't put the genie back in the bottle. They can't cut the internet off. They've monetized it. They cut the internet off in a matter of minutes. The economy is going to implode. You've got eBay, you've got Amazon, you've got all these, you know, online, you know, banking and commerce and shopping and stuff like that. And that shuts off enough of the economy right there to just knock the rest of the dominoes over. They can't shut it off. They can't do it. It'll break it. And all they can try to do is, you know, start censoring sites. They've been doing that all along. And, you know, computer savvy people, yeah, we can find a way around that. I tell you, if there is a way to communicate computer to computer, even if it is very restricted, there is always a way to pass more traffic through it. We will always find a way to do it. So they have to leave the internet up or they crash the economy. They can start trying to restrict our ability to exchange information, but you know, the hacker type people, the innovative type people, will always find a way around it. And besides, we have other tools at our disposal to be able to share information with each other. And maybe if it did go away, and we actually had to spend a little bit of time face to face with our neighbors and actually talking with people in person, it might actually be a good thing.
Yes, sir. And of course, last night when I was talking to you a little bit, you were on your amateur radio and I was listening in, of course, and I, you know, had some interest in that for quite some time, but never the kind of, avid person, you know, raconteur, I guess, or what, you know, how would I describe you? But an avid person.
Crazy?
Yeah, maybe crazy, but also, you know, very, very involved in something like that. And so I was quite impressed with it. And these are other means, you know, we're going to be able to send coding and things like that before too long. And we'll find ways to get around them. And
absolutely. I mean, yeah. You know, I said before, you know, before there ever was the internet, you know, we had amateur radio. And when the internet goes away because of whatever hurricane, earthquake, fire, flood, or disaster, there's still amateur radio. On the 75-meter band, which we were talking on last night, and you got to hear a little bit of that, and they got to hear you even.
Yeah.
That covers about, you know, 3/4 of the United States, you know, right there from, you know, my little measly 100-watt transmitter. You know, so there is plenty enough people listening to that. In fact, there's no way to know how many people have shortwave radios and are actually listening that can't talk back.
Yeah.
You know, on an average, you know, time, just on a random frequency, you know, you probably have, you know, 20 people listening for every one that you hear. And then when you have all these, you know, regularly scheduled recurring events, you know, that we do day in and day out, that number is probably much larger. You know, there's probably hundreds of people to every one person that you actually hear talking. And we all have our transmitters. You know, when we did that anniversary special, you know, for the 24th anniversary of our net, you know, we had 143 participants. So that's like having a radio show that goes on for 4 hours and taking 143 phone calls. Yeah. And they all had their own transmitters. They all had their own radio stations. You know, there wasn't any centralized kill switch for any of it. So, you know, there is a lot of value to that, and that's why I keep, you know, trying to, you know, introduce people to it. At least get to know the hams in your area, because when they do cut the communications off, you know, whether they screw something up, they try something on purpose, there's a cyber attack or, you know, EMP or whatever, you know, there's still going to be hams that have enough equipment that they can put into place to talk and find out what the hell is going on, unfiltered by some government censor.
Yeah, that's it's something we all look into and get acquainted with, and I will follow up on that with you, Dave. Hey, you know, here's a story that is posted on the Republic Broadcasting Network's website, RBN, that you can reach to. You can reach by boy, I'm stumbling around a lot today. Let's think about this again. RepublicBroadcasting.org. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Now, Dave, you probably saw Godzilla. You may have seen The Night of the Dead. You might have seen zombies. You might have even seen I, Frankenstein. You might have seen a lot of these films, but now there's Hillary, the movie. Hillary, the movie. Yes, and it's posted on our website. All 131 minutes and 23 seconds. Oh, yes, but it's good, man. This is all the stuff that you have never seen. This is the movie that was banned by the courts in 2008. Okay, it's Hillary the movie, the real story of Hillary. And you can watch the whole thing, get your popcorn and your dots and your milk duds and sit down and get ready for a real thriller. And this is it's not even science fiction. It's the truth, you know. Hillary the movie. And I haven't seen this yet. Have you seen Hillary the movie?
No, and I don't intend to.
No, I think I will.
I've seen enough of her ugly mug to last me a lifetime. Hey, you know, call me some woman bashing thing. She's ugly. You know, I happen to appreciate the beauty in many, many, many women out there, you know, of all sizes, shapes, and colors. And that ain't beauty in any realm.
Yep. Well, I know that. And this is the downside of it, though. This is where you get a chance to see. I mean, these are the kinds of things that people have never been allowed to see about this woman's background and her past. And, of course, if you remember the Clinton Chronicles and Larry Nichols, and I do going way back, there's so much about the Clintons. I mean, just, you know, mounds of bodies and people in the wake of their rise to power, all kinds of, you know, connections and things like that that were covered up and have been all along. I think I'll watch it just because I want to see, I don't think I'm going to find a whole lot new, but it might be very surprising to see who, you know, some of these other facts and things surrounding people like Vince Foster, McDougal's, of course, Ron Brown, Secretary of Commerce, who said he wasn't going to go down alone if they were trying to pin something on him, and he didn't. He died in a plane crash with a lot of other people. And, I mean, things like that have been going on all these years, and, you know, you wonder how she's been able to get away with this. Bob Novak writes, Senator Clinton has an extraordinary ability to refuse to answer questions, to avoid confrontations, and up until now has been given a pass on it. And so this is the question as to, you know, most, it's probably not something that you haven't seen, Dave, and of course it might turn your stomach to think about things you've already seen and known about before. But people who don't know who she is, this is something that people need to see, and it's posted right there on our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hillary, the movie.
Yeah, no, I've seen the Clinton Chronicles, and I've been following all of that stuff for some time, and it really is just absolutely disgusting. And it's mind-boggling that nobody's done anything about it. And, you know, what we hear about her, you know, threatening to expose all of the government unless they stick her in the White House might earn her a bullet, because there's enough other agendas and people out there that don't want their stuff aired to the world, that if it comes down to, you know, her trying to follow through with her threats, they'll do the same thing to her. They'll wet work her ass, and, you know, that'll be all we hear about that, you know, because there is no honor amongst thieves.
Yeah, you know, and she seems to think, like a lot of people, that she is above the law. You know, I'm Hillary. You can't do that to me. And we've seen this before, friends. I mean, people get into these positions after a while, and they assume that they're somewhat special and that they are untouchable. And that turns out to be not the case.
I wouldn't touch that. I mean, I don't blame Bill for going after Monica Lewinsky, because I wouldn't touch that. I can't clown him for that one. Ew.
Yeah, she's got her problems, of course, but, you know, she doesn't think that she's, answerable to anybody. And this has been going on for, this is a sickness, friends, a psychosis. I've said for a long time, I do believe she is mentally ill. I do believe that. It's not funny.
Oh, yo, there's no doubt about that. And we'll see how immune to all of this stuff she thinks she is when she's standing before the white throne of judgment.
Yeah, and it may not even be that long before she's standing before other thrones of judgment. I think they're going to drag her kicking and screaming out of position before too long, because, I mean, that's just my guess. There's just too much honor. She is a flawed
candidate. Yeah, she's too tainted. She's spoiled goods. You know, that they need to get the next criminal in there that, you know, at least has the appearance of being squeaky clean. You know, somebody had, you know, gone through reading all the scandals that she was involved in, you know, one right after the other, and, you know, I knew about all these things, but, you know, I hadn't heard them all back to back like that, and just, you know, listing the titles of them, you know, went on for 5 minutes, and I'm like, each and every single one of those items, you know, that went on for 5 minutes, just one of them would have been enough alone to impeach a president, just one. Little on all of them. I mean, this is one of the most corrupt, nasty individuals out there. And she's eligible to be our president. They want her to be in the White House. Oh, no, no, no. Hell no. This country will not survive that. We need to stand up. That's why I'm going to support Trump. You know, I've known quantity. At least he seems to be consistent. And I said long ago, I would rather have somebody that I don't agree with that was at least honest about where he stands, so at least we have a known quantity. And if he doesn't get in there and the Republicans steal it, we're going to have to come up with another backup plan, because we cannot allow that witch in office.
No, as a matter of fact, a lot of people in the FBI and law enforcement in a lot of positions, are quite concerned about their jobs and their, what they're doing, because we're losing good people in law enforcement. They just can't stand to stay in it. I have a good friend.
Who's I know a lot of them.
Yeah, right. I do respect a lot of people in law enforcement. I think a lot of them try. They're not perfect, of course, but we're going to be replacing these people with folks who are way below average intelligence and have nothing more than wanting to be in control of other people's lives, running around all over the place. And Hillary Clinton is going to be running all this. And we are below intelligence if we allow.
Yeah, they're deliberately targeting stupid people. They give them an IQ test, and if you score too high, they don't hire them. Call me crazy, Steve. Yeah, like you know that's the case anyway. But if I want people out on the street fighting crime and investigating all of this stuff, I'm going to want the sharpest, smartest people out there. I don't want a bunch of just order-following idiots that can't, legislate their way, enforce the law out of the way of the end. You know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I got too much to say. My mind's going to it, about warp 7, and my mouth just doesn't go fast enough. That's why I like pre-recording some of this stuff. That way I can actually, what happened to D's Nuts? I wants to know. Well, I think he's still in the race. I hadn't heard from him in a while. His campaign manager won't call me back, so. I'm still going to say D's Nuts 2016 because they're probably going to steal it away from Trump.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see after tonight, of course, especially, I don't know how this race is going to go. There are some polls.
They already know.
Yeah,
they already wrote the script weeks ago. They're just waiting to read it all out. Just like they did with Building 7. They got a little out of sync with that. They read the script before they were supposed to. But, this whole thing is political, theater. This is not, real news reporting anymore. It's a fictional production. It's supposed to, pretend to be, reality and news and all of that. But the reality on the streets is often 180 degrees opposite of what they're telling you. You can't believe a word out of their mouth anymore. They said so much bovine excrement that they've lost all of their credibility. I don't take anything they say, for anything. They could tell me the sky is blue, that, the earth has oxygen on it, and, there's human beings here, and I wouldn't believe that.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv. LANDHO.TV right now.
Hey, welcome back. Final segment here. Steve Starrs with Eric Dave on RBN's Lightspeed program. And glad to be here. Glad to have all you along. I think, I don't know, Mr. Tuscan is back joining us live. I think he was live yesterday. He's gotten the whole situation straightened out with the mold in the house and the internet and the craziness. And I think he's going to be back again. I don't know if he's live today again. But we welcome back to the network this fellow by the name of Bob Tuscan. Bob Tuscan. So what do you think of that, Dave?
Oh, yes, indeed. I will say, Bob Tuscan Show coming up next.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Enough of that, I guess. Now, I apologize for kind of, you know, getting on a rant there.
No, good.
It just pisses me off, you know, all this stuff that's going on, and, you know, they just kind of sweep it under the rug. Oh, this is okay. This is acceptable. No, it's not. None of this is. We shouldn't be putting up with any of this stuff. And, you know, hopefully I'll get what I want to record, you know, for tomorrow because I'm going to be, you know, kind of out of pocket tomorrow, but I'm going to try to leave some content.
Right.
I got a letter from, you know, the local Tea Party guy, you know, physical mm-hmm. email, you know, talking about, you know, all America's restraint is amazing, you know, talking about the fact we hadn't flown off the handle about all this terrorism. I'm like, what the hell are you smoking? Terrorism. This is the biggest problem that we're facing. How about the fact, you know, that the cops are killing everybody? You know, that the politicians are, you know, underhanded. Our elections don't count for anything. We have no jobs. The economy's imploding. They want to take the cash out of society. They're poisoning us with vaccines and GMO food and Fukushima and everything else. Yeah, no. The biggest problem we have is terrorism. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And after the fact, of course, and then you also mentioned 9/11, which they don't really talk about in the right context. You know what I mean?
It's, oh, no. He mentioned 9/11, so he opened up Pandora's box on that. It's like, all right, we're going to use that as a case study. But hopefully I'll get that finished, and you know we'll be able to air that tomorrow kind of as an open letter to our local Tea Party guy here. You know, the only reason I'm wasting my time with it is I do respect a lot of the things that he said. You know, he said a lot of stuff that's made sense, but then he gets on the whole, you know, bandwagon with the, you know, Muslims and the propaganda and the ISIS and all that stuff. And I was like, no, you're not thinking for yourself. You're just parroting this stuff from somewhere. Think about this for a second. I'm going to take you down the rabbit hole, and I'm going to leave you there, and hopefully you can find your way out.
It's the Fox News spin to your political outlook.
The Glenn Beckers. Yeah.
Becker. Yeah, man. I'm telling you, that guy is so disgusting. And that's good. We'll try to air that at the beginning of the show or at least sometime when you have a long...
Hopefully I'll get it done, you know, with everything else I got going on.
No worries.
All bets are off because I haven't finished writing it yet.
Yeah.
But you do kind of, you know, see where I'm going with it because I gave you a preview of the, maybe the first, you know, 10% of it anyway.
Yeah.
Then I got sidetracked. You know, I haven't been able to sit and write an entire email from start to finish in about 6 months. I mean, every single one that I've ever written in the last 6 months has always been interrupted. So there you go.
Right. Well, it may be very fitting after tomorrow morning when we know the results of what's happening here because, again, you're talking about the same phony Republicans trying to run things and we know something's yep. wrong. People are waking up. That's what it is, friends. People are waking up and they've had enough. And, you know, they want their government back, and the Republican Party may be like the old Whig Party before, you know, the Civil War, falling apart because they have lost their effectiveness and they can't make the right decisions and they're playing politics with the people and they're tired of it. They're sick of it and they're getting ready to get
oh,
out.
Oh, we are so sick and tired of it. Hey, now what I want all you out there to do is go find three people to wake up and get them on board and have them find three people and wake them up. I mean, let's do this all viral style, ladies and gentlemen. It's up to all of us, and you're just as much a part of all of this fight as we are here behind the microphone. So go out there and get them, and we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay safe and stay free.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Property taxes. That's right. Property taxes. Because even when you pay off your mortgage, you never own your house because the government, well, they will steal it from you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is April 4th, 2016. What's up, boss? You catch me live on the radio every time I see you.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Now, you know you're live on the radio right now. You got you got a rant for us?
He bought a new house.
Yes, well, don't be telling people that.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I appreciate that. Obviously, you heard the story about the mold we had at the old house and all that. Well, the wife found mold at the old house, and ever since then, it's been a living nightmare. But long story short, we're moving on, and we got a nice spot on the hill, as he calls it. We'll be able to plant.
It's done a lot of work out there.
Oh, it's amazing. It's very cool. So tell me, is he really as proud as he should be about how that place was built? I mean, that place is built pretty solid, right? You don't know about the build? Okay. But that the other thing I was worried about is the water coming down the hill there.
He's been there forever, so.
You think it'll be fine?
You know what I mean? He's been there forever.
Yeah.
If not, we'll put a...